You must be wise. You must know something about it and not jump to silly conclusions and delusions. But you see, there was in Jung a basic trust, more than the creepy crawlies and the ghoulies and ghosties. The collective unconscious was a source of wisdom, a formative pattern which, if allowed to develop in the right way, would integrate the individual, so that all his conscious functioning would become like a flower. And you know how a flower is balanced. It comes out as a beautiful circle with a middle. And for some reason, as yet unexplained, when anybody wants to create a symbol of the divine, they don't use a human face, they use a flower or a star. The rose window, the lotus. When I think what I want, you know, I try sometimes to figure out, you know, what I would really like to have. What I like to look at. I eventually settle for a flower. It's why they bring flowers to sick people in hospitals. Take a morning glory and look at it. Did you ever see such a thing? Well, they say in a Freudian explanation, you're using that as a substitute for a vagina. Well, I say, that's not an answer to a question. It raises a new one. What's so interesting about a vagina? See, the only thing my father and I don't agree about is sex. We agree about everything else, religion and so on. But sex, he's just old-fashioned. And he said, nature makes this activity extremely pleasant in order that the species will continue, so that we will be sure to go on. But you must be very careful not to do it just for the pleasure of it, but remembering the responsibility of continuing the species. Well, then we got the population bomb. And is that going to be solved by chastity? I doubt it. Taking a rather realistic view of things. No, I don't think that when I ask myself, what is the point of continuing the species, we get back to the thing I was raising this morning about survival. Why go on? What's it about? Do you live to eat, or do you eat to live? Personally, I live to eat. And I don't reproduce children, although I've done my bit on that, rather a little too much. But I think that the point of having life going on is so that we can have sex. It's a good thing in itself. It's like dancing and really communicating. Loving somebody is a tremendously fascinating thing. I mean, what to do with an evening? Okay, you go to the movies and you watch other people loving each other. Why don't you do it yourself? I very rarely go to the movies because my own life is more fun than what I see on the movies. Now, will you see what I'm doing? I'm ringing around a whole lot of subjects and ways of looking at certain topics which show us that it ain't necessarily so. Things are not necessarily what they seem. And so we can get in the mood to be open-minded.